Here at Beyond, we acknowledge the traditional owners and custodians of the land on which this podcast is being recorded today, the Wadjuk people of the Noongar Nation. We also pay our respects to their elders past and present. Always was, always will be Aboriginal land.
Hello. I am so pleased to have you here.
I do have Wolfgang around. I've got Han Solo, which I'm just going to go put an envelope in the bin because Han Solo just thought it was a good idea that he'd start playing with it. Please hold. Yes. Yeah, so I was just kind of hanging around the house and I'm like, I want to get this podcast done early. But I was waiting for a download on what to talk about. And here we go. Let's dive into it. Why confronting your past will be one of the most powerful things you will ever do, okay? So let's get into that. Now, maybe some of us haven't had a yucky past. More than okay. But where this also might apply to you will be conditioning of like, oh, my parents said to do this, this and this, and I did all this. And then you kind of find yourself landing in a place where you're not happy. And it's like, well, why aren't I happy? Because I've done all these things that everyone else has done. Welcome to your spiritual contract. Welcome to your life beginning, right? Now, let's go backwards into the beautiful humans that have had a traumatic past, whether it be in your childhood or in your adult life or both or one or the other, or you've had a traumatic experience happen, whatever. I love kind of IDing myself in with clients because it's very, very comforting and freeing, yeah? And I just need to go back a little bit into my childhood. It was never safe. I never felt safe as a child. In fact, the safest moment I can remember having was being in a hostel for a couple of nights because there was structure and I knew where I was going to be. I was going to have a warm bed. No one was going to be yelling or screaming. I wouldn't be scared of what's going to happen during the night or whatever. Or, you know, it was predictable and I loved it. And I'm like, oh, I didn't want to leave this hostel. Yeah. So that kind of gives you a bit of a point there. But, and, you know, I walked around most of this planet every now and again in conversation about my past. And I didn't realize I dealt with so much. Like I dealt with my wounds of my sobriety and all of that. Some of you will know I'm nearly 33 years. I think it's 33. 1992 I got sober. So I dealt a lot of stuff with there, but then I found myself with a lot of stuff haunting me still and with different areas of my life. And this is before I met Mikey, where my trauma from the abandonment of both parents, somewhat on an emotional level, led me to be drawn to people that were abandoning me more so in relationships. It was familiar, yeah? And so this is why, and we can't just go, I'm going to look at my past. You know, we have to kind of be ready for it. We have to be ready. We can't just go, I'm going to look at my past, because then we'll be in denial about, unless you're ready for it, because we'll be in denial and we won't kind of get the fruits of our labor, I suppose. And, you know, if you just want to chip away and acknowledge it, and there might not be much to acknowledge, that's great. Like there might be like I've had shitloads to kind of acknowledge, right? And there might just be little bits and pieces and that's fine. And then maybe 5 years down the track you'll have more. But if you're wondering, oh, do I need to confront my past? I don't know. Well, then you're not ready or it's not relevant to your cycle, your soul cycle right now. So please don't worry about that. But just watch how much time you're spending in your head about decisions you're trying to make. And we want to just kind of get you into more intuitive kind of vibration within yourself. Yeah, and be open to the idea that you are not your thoughts or your conditioning or your family or anything. You have your own unique reason for being on this planet and probably a million reasons to come, right? So when we're not kind of dealing with our pain, then we kind of, that pain disguises itself and it kind of makes it really foggy when we're putting on our glasses to make decisions, right? And so therefore we're going after things that we're drawn to from our pain perspective and then all of a sudden it blows up because it might feel good for a bit, right? And then all of a sudden it blows up and it's like, oh, I thought I knew this person or this or that, the other, right? Because pain was talking to pain from, you know, pain and pain were having relationships, right? So this is the most powerful thing you can do. Like, honestly, it is the most freeing and powerful thing you can do because it also brings you home to your own relationship with yourself, right? I wish I had better words, but it's like that feeling of being safe in your body and it's like you have this kind of little little kind of thing inside of you that goes, I'm not kind of freaking out about my decisions because, or what's going to happen, because I might freak out, but I feel safe within, like there's this little kind of you're okay little buzz going on, and fear might come in sometimes, but it's like, well, I've still got this little, I call it my soul voice, my light. That's what I call it, you know, and I've had that my whole entire life, and I haven't always felt that. And sometimes fear has taken over, especially when I was homeless and all of that, you know, and very justified fear. Right? Or trauma or self-loathing, self-hating, all of it, right? So as we kind of, I don't know, plunge out with our little plunges in a coffee, you know, the little plunges, and you plunge out the pain and turn it into power, and you have this yummy coffee, and then kind of we shift our frequency in the sense of like, oh, I'm drawn to this now, and it's beep, 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 or I'm drawn to that now. We're not thinking about it. It's just how, kind of happening and unfolding, or I'm pulled here and I don't know why. So our soul kind of little energy gets to kind of speak and have word, and you're still a human being, right? We love the human being, and we have to fucking love the human being. You're still the human being, but you're also allowing yourself to connect to your higher frequency, right, and your soul voice and your higher frequency. Again, I'm going to say this again and again and again. Your high frequency has got nothing to do with being positive because it already is energetically at one with itself, right? I love how I just put that. I don't think I can repeat that. Anyway, so that's what I kind of want to say, right? And that's the work that I do all the time. All right, I've got these guides upstairs that work so bloody hard with me to kind of grace me through my work and give me the privilege and honor to kind of, and when you, to do this work, and you guys give me the privilege as well. And I can't, like, I'm so fucking lucky. It's ridiculous, right? Yes, it can be draining. Yes, it can be traumatic. Yes, I can cry after a reading and cry for days. I've dealt with murders and stuff. And yes, I feel so much, but I love it. And I love watching you guys get free. You know, it's about freedom for me. Freedom, 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 freedom. Even though I'm in fear sometimes, I'm still free. Yeah? Because I can bounce back, bounce the ball back over the court. Yeah? Anyway, I wanted to keep this really brief today. I'll probably talk more about it on socials this week. Love you loads. Mwah. Bye.